Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, most heavenly Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF. Amen. Today, God is first, and we come first seeking his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is in charge. Amen and amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. We welcome you. Amen. Thank you for being here. Amen. Please have a seat at the breakfast table, and please continue to come back and enjoy the services and come back and keep on coming back as we meet on this platform. Amen. 7 days a week, lifting up one name and one name only, and that is the name of Jesus. Amen. So we thank God for our spiritual breakfast. So fulfilling. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live, amen, by every word that proceedeth, amen, out of, amen, God's mouth. Amen. God has a mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God that when God speaks, he doesn't tell a lie. He doesn't exaggerate. Amen. Glory be to God. He tells it like a T.I. is. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it's a beautiful thing. If you want to know what's coming out of God's mouth, amen, pick up your Bible, amen, and start the reading. Amen. The Bible is just the mind of God on paper. Amen. Glory be to God. It's telling you how God thinks, what God wants. Amen. You can know his heart. You can know his desires. You can know all about him by reading the book. It's just that simple. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And the revelation will be made known to us, and it grows and it keeps on growing. Amen. We want to call your attention back, amen, to where we left off on yesterday in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 13, better known as the love chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. Actually, beloved, they call it the love chapter because it sort of like breaks down the definition of the word love. But really, in all honesty, the whole Bible is the love chapter. It's the love book. And we know we spend a lot of money on books. I know I spend a lot of money on books. And as a matter of fact, I got some reading I need to catch up on. I said, I'm not ordering another book until I catch up on all my reading. Amen. And we like different, genres. Glory be to God. But, you know, love. I love love stories. Amen. Like in movies. And some of us, we have books, amen, love books, and so there's nothing really wrong with that, amen, glory be to God. But if you want a real, real love book, amen, if you want a genuine love book, pick up the Bible, amen, anywhere and everywhere between Genesis and Revelation, you're going to get the love story, amen, because every place God shows up, amen, is a love story, because God is love. When God shows up, amen, it's nothing but love. It might be tough love, amen, hallelujah. It might be his wrath, amen, hallelujah, because even God's wrath is in love. No matter how God shows it, no matter how he plays his hand, it's nothing but love, amen, hallelujah, because that's all he knows, that's all he is, and that's all he has to give. Amen. And so we want to look this morning on 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, starting with verse number 4, and we want to read down to verse number 7. I'm going to be reading out of the NIV, and it reads as thus. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It protects, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Okay, beloved, yesterday, amen, we want to spend the next few days and break down these three verses because it's a lot here. Really, you can park right here, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 7, and be there for a while. It is a lot. This goes real deep. You talk about going deeper. When we're exegeting the word and allowing the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of our understanding with revelation to see exactly what is God saying. It's a lot. It is a lot, beloved. Glory be to God, in whom much is given, much is required. So yesterday, amen, we spoke on the patience part. Glory be to God, beloved. Love suffers. It suffers long. Amen. Let me go over here to my King James Version. Hold on one second. Love suffers long. It suffers. Okay, so we broke that down yesterday. Amen. When you suffer long, you don't know when to quit. You just can't stop loving them. Now we're not talking. Now, somebody might take this and take it the wrong way. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, and you in sin. Okay, now we ain't talking about that. Now let's get God's love cannot be acquainted with sin. God's love cannot be acquainted with darkness and unholiness. We're talking about pure here. Okay, so you know, you just can't stop. Amen. You don't give up easy on folks. Amen. Why? Because God don't give up easy on you. And I know I'm happy about it. Glory be to God. And when love, amen, that suffers long, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we don't throw in the towel. We don't throw it in. So let us move forward now. So then he goes on to say, love suffers long and is kind. Now, beloved, you notice how the Holy Spirit put that all in the same sentence, the word kind with long suffering. Now, God is very, very, very intentional. He just don't do stuff just to be doing something because he had nothing else to do. Glory be to God. What Paul is telling us here, beloved, is love does not demand others to be like itself. Kind, 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 kind. That word kind in the Greek, beloved, it means to be adaptable or to be compliant to the needs of others. I'm going to write that. I'm going to say it again for those of you taking notes, because I know we have some note takers here. The word kind, K-I-N-D, in the Greek means to be adaptable or to be compliant to the needs of others. Beloved, when agape, and we're talking about the agape love, because agape love is the God kind of love. God knows no other kind of love, amen, other than agape love. It's the highest form of love. There's no higher form, amen, no higher order, amen, no higher power, amen, than the agape love. And when that agape love is working in your life, beloved, because you are kind, because love is kind, you will not demand others be like you.
And y'all know some folks like that. They want everybody to be like them. Well, this is the way I do it. So I want you to do it the way I do it. And no. And so somebody come with their own creativity. No, do it this way. No, why? Because this is the way I do it. You're teaching your children how to do things and, well, you know, set the table and watch it. No, do it this way. Everybody's wrong unless they do it your way. You leave no area for them to be creative. Huh? For them to try something a little bit different. No, do it this way. Do it this way. Well, the Bible says you're not being kind. Wow. You're not being kind. You're not even giving other people liberty to grow, to stretch, to expand. Even to make a couple mistakes. I mean, because that is another way of learning. It's not the best way of learning, but it is another way of learning. So, beloved, when you are walking in agape, it makes you want to bend over backwards to become what others need you to be for them. You want to become what they need you to be. Right now, I just need you to be a pillar. Right now, I just need you to be a listening ear. Right now, I just need you to be a support. Right now, and you become that. That's the definition of kind. Agape kind. When we look at the word kind that Paul is telling us, when he defines and gives us a definition of what love is, and he says that not only is love long-suffering, love is also kind, what Paul is telling us, it portrays a willingness to serve and a willingness to change in order to meet the needs of others. This person here has a need. My family member, my loved one, this person here has a need. See? And when we saw it in Jesus, because Jesus, amen, beloved, amen, he was never affected by the crowd, but he always became what the crowd needed him to be. That's why he was always in the crowd. When Jesus went to those parties and chicken dinners and whatever else they was doing, glory be to God, and to the wedding, glory be to God, when they ran out of wine, whatever they needed, then here come Jesus. It didn't take nothing away from his holiness, his righteousness, his manhood. But Jesus was kind. And we have people in our lives that God allowed to be in our lives, and they have a need, and we want to ignore everybody's needs because we just want to focus on our own need. That is selfish. That is selfish. God put them people, he said, do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. What do you need? What you need, sister? You ain't got to ask them. They going to tell you. You ain't got to ask. Just have a conversation with them. Just talk to them. Just call them and see how they doing. You ain't got to ask them. They going to, it's going to be made though what they need. What you know, what the brother need, what the pastor need, what the deacon need. And because you are in agape and because you are kind, see, now you want to see what you can do to assist. That's the real deal. That's real love. But in this generation that we're in, you know, me, what's in it for me, I, those eyes is what got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. For those of you who don't know, his name is Satan right now. His name used to be Lucifer. He was already in heaven. He ain't going back. So he was in heaven. Huh? But what happened? I will. Read it in Isaiah. I. You got to be careful of them eyes. The word kind that Paul is teaching us today, beloved, it is the complete opposite of selfishness. It is a complete opposite of self-centeredness. And you know that ain't natural. It ain't natural. That's why I said agape love. If God ain't living it in you, you ain't living it. If God don't live it through you, you won't live it. Because the truth of the matter is, with God in us, some of us are still struggling in this area. And it is a growing. It is a growing. It's an experience. Amen. It's a journey. But we should be making some type of progress. Our level of love. Come on. You should be kinder today than you was last week, last month, last year. And you meet people, you say, oh, they just so kind. Why? Because they're making themselves pliable. What can I do to service you, to assist you, to bless you? And they mean it. You can tell when folks mean it. Well, let me tell you something. You can't trick no child of God. Even some folks is not saved. People read you. People read you. They read your tone. They read your spirit. They read your posture. You think you tricking somebody. You ain't tricking nobody but yourself. And so Paul tells us that love is kind. So this is what, I'm going to read the scripture now in the Greek so you can see it in the Greek. Love does not demand, excuse me, love does not demand others to be like itself. Rather, it is so focused on the needs of others that it bends over backwards to become what others need it to be. And beloved, if this is what Paul means when he says that love is kind, then we, when I say we, that's me and you, everybody under the sound of my voice, we need to look in the mirror. Clean the mirror first. Get yourself a little paper towel. Get a little Windex, whatever you do, you clean it with. Clean the mirror. Then let's look in the mirror. And while we're looking in the mirror, ask yourself a question. Just be true. He said, judge yourself and you'll not be judged. This is the question that we all need to ask ourselves. Do I become what others need me to be? Or do I demand that others be like me? Ooh, I'm going to pause right there. That's heavy. Real agape love doesn't think of itself first. The person who is walking in agape love adapts to those around him, around her. You are adapting to your community. You are adapting to your circle. You are adapting. Glory be to God. In order to touch them, in order to help them, in order to heal them, in order to impact them in a meaningful way. And this is why after Jesus did ministry, he was always somewhere secluded, praying up again, getting his virtue back, getting it back, because he poured out. He ain't had no problem with it. He ain't had no problem with it. Take all you need. Well, beloved, God lives in you. Well, he's not living in you to be dormant. He's living in you to be poured out of you. And this is why we should be refreshing ourselves every day in prayer. You don't have to wait for the revivalist to come to town. You can revive. You can be revived every day in your own prayer life. Glory be to God. That we will have something to pour out to others because people are looking, people are desperate, people are in need. And God chose you and God chose me. God chose them too. They just don't know it yet. Paul tells us, beloved, that love, agape love, God's type of love, glory be to God, hallelujah, it does not envy. All right, let's just look at this, and this is all we're going to have time for today. Let's look at it again. For those of you maybe just signing in, we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Let's look at it one more time. Love suffers long. We talked about that yesterday. Love is kind. Woo! Now let's move on to the next one. Love does not envy. Now, beloved, right there, right there, glory be to God, some of us got to ask, Lord, am I saved or not? Because if I'm saved, Father God, I have the agape type of love living in me. And that love is defined in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You tells us what that love is made up of. Now, Father God, if your spirit is in me, why I got all this jealousy in my heart? Why I can't stand to see somebody else blessed? Why it hurts me, Father God? Why couldn't that be me? Why couldn't it be me first? Glory be to God. Huh? That word envy, let's look at the word envy in the Greek, beloved, so we can see exactly what the spirit is saying through Brother Paul. That word envy portrays a person who is radically consumed with his own desires and his own plans. Me, I. This is a person so bent on getting their own way that they are willing to sacrifice anything. They are willing to sacrifice anyone to get it. They step on their mama, the daddy, the children, the brother, the sister. Brother David said he was so hurt because he said he found out it was the person they was going, he said we was going to church together on Sundays. Y'all remember that scripture? I think it's in Psalm 63. My own brother, he would pick me up at church. We go to church together. Glory be to God. And he stepped up on me to get his own way. A person who is envious, beloved. Glory be to God. This person is very ambitious. This person, he is very self-centered. This person is so consumed with themselves that they don't ever think of the needs of others, and they don't ever think of the desires of others. They really don't care. All they know is what I want, what I got to do to get what I want, to get what I got to go. It's all about me. Glory be to God. That person's plans are paramount in their own mind, and everyone else comes after them. Everybody after me. So, beloved, amen, Paul is telling us that love does not envy. Paul is saying that love is not ambitious. We talk about agape love. Agape love is not self-centered. Agape love is not consumed with itself, that it never thinks of the needs or the desires that others possess. Everybody got needs. You ain't the only one. Everybody got the desires. When the last time you tried to help somebody do something? What's your goals? What you need? What can I do for you? We very rarely hear those words. But we offended because nobody has reached out to help us. Ain't nobody even check up on me. Ain't nobody. Well, back it up. You reap what you sow. Is it possible? You know what? You ever meet those people where they having a party, they want everybody to come to their party, but they don't never come to your party? We have some people in this ministry, glory be to God. They only show up when it's their time to preach. Their time to teach. Their time to pray. They ain't going to get mad because they ain't heard. Where was you? I ain't hear you say nothing. They always want you to be in their corner, but they ain't never in yours. They all want you to support their efforts, but they'll never support yours. Beloved, we got to be real careful, amen, hallelujah, that we are not in this category here that Paul is talking about, amen, hallelujah, where we are not walking in agape love, because if we was walking in agape love, we would be concerned about, amen, other people's efforts, their desires, their parties, their celebrations, their birthdays, their events. We'd be concerned about them. Some people, amen, you get together with them, and they ain't give you 2 seconds to say nothing. Because all they talking about is me, 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 me. And then you try to put something in, and then they cut you off. You ever see people like that? Well, I got a promotion on. They cut you off, and they want to start talking. Yeah, well, let me tell you what Johnny did. They cut you right off like you didn't say nothing, and they want to start talking about themselves, their celebration, their children, them. That's a spirit of envy. You can't stand to even hear nobody else being blessed. Sometimes, beloved, maybe it's even subconsciously. When somebody tell you something, you want to tell them something better. You want to tell them something bigger. You ain't even let them finish talking. You done cut them off, so now you can tell them, amen, what you got going. That's not a spirit of love, and that's definitely not agape love. God ain't in it, and this is what Paul is telling us, beloved. And we long so much to see that this terrible flaw be uprooted in our lives, all of us, any of us. Glory be to God. We need to be praying for deliverance, for God, amen, to deliver it and set us free from the root of it, tearing down the stronghold of it. See, beloved, real love, agape love, does not think of itself first. But real love, agape love, is always looking outward, always looking around, thinking of the other person rather than itself. No, you go. We're not talking about false humility. We're talking about genuine love. No. I'll be okay. Y'all put me on. No, go ahead. Come on. Exhorting the other person. Putting the other person first. So, beloved, what we need to do today, for those of us who are really serious about getting things right with God, because God has given us another day to do it, another day to get right, another day to get closer, another day. He could have took us in our sleep last night, but he said no. Let us examine our relationships. Let us examine our relationships at home. Let us examine our relationship at church, at the ministries, at work. Let us examine our relationships. And then ask yourself, because the Bible says if you judge yourself, you will not be judged. Ask yourself, am I committed to seeing others blessed and successful? Or am I more committed to my own cause than anyone else? Now that's real talk this morning. That's real talk. You got to probably just take a break and go sip on a cup of tea right now, because that's real talk. Because the natural man ain't talking like that. The natural man says, me first. See? But agape love says the others first. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. See, agape love is a super, God's super on our natural. Amen. When we allow Jesus to be Lord, I was talking to someone the other day, glory be to God, about Lord. Amen. And we was talking about salvation. Amen. And they had some questions on salvation. And I said, well, let's start with the number one thing. If you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, What does it mean that Jesus is your Lord? See, a lot of people, glory be to God, hallelujah, they think they saved, but they really ain't saved. Because they never made Jesus his Lord. They made Jesus their Savior, but they never made Jesus their Lord. If Jesus Christ, the Lord is, he's the king of the throne. He rules. He tells you when to go, when not to go, when to turn, how high to go, when to sit down, how deep to go in. He's calling the shot. And because we are crucified with flesh, with Christ, nevertheless we live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in us, we become slaves to righteousness. And the same way our foreparents were slaves on that ship, we become slaves in the Lord's kingdom, willingly following him as our Lord. He calls the shots because our flesh should be dead. Our flesh should have nothing to say about. Our flesh should have no argument with what the Spirit is leading us to do. We give what the Lord say, give how much he say, give, we serve. We give God our time, our treasure, our torso, amen. Everything belongs to him because we belong. That's what it means when Jesus Christ is Lord. So if Jesus Christ is Lord, and that means his love, his agape love, glory be to God, is flowing in us, flowing out of us. Now God can use us the way he wants to use us. The world is looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love, can't find love, won't be able to find love. And guess what? You carrying it. Because God lives in you, but we have to yield. We have to yield. This is why prayer is so important. This is why fasting is so important. This is why obedience to God's word is so important. So that that God's super will override our natural. Now we can love the unlovable. We just not loving those who love us, because the ones we think love us don't love us anyhow. We loving everybody, if you love us or not. Because we are displaying the love of God in us and through us. We can't hate nobody. We don't despise nobody. We love everybody. We're going to be long-suffering to everybody because God is long-suffering to us. Yeah, you treat me mean, but I'm still going to be kind to you. And guess what? I prefer you above myself. Glory be God. Because the last going to be first anyhow. You're not taking anything away from yourself. God's still going to bless you. He's going to bless you more and honor you more the more you do for somebody else. And put those other people, amen, before you. Well, they got a need. I got a need too. We got the same need. Pray about it. I bet you 9 out of 10, God's going to say, do to them. He's going to say, do it to them first. Give it to them. I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 times. Why? Hallelujah, because it's more blessed to give than to receive. And when you can't beat God's giving, and when you give in Jesus' name, he returns it 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And God is not a man, and God is not a liar. Simply put, glory be to God. So in my closing, glory be to God, hallelujah. Let me read this scripture to you, glory be to God, in the Greek. And I encourage all of you to invest a couple of dollars and get yourself a Greek Bible. Greek really breaks it down for you. You really know what the Spirit meant when the word was written. See, right now, beloved, if we say a word, amen, we may have 5, 6 different meanings, especially in the English vocabulary. That's why English is the most difficult word to learn. See, one word could mean 6 things. That's why you have to get the Greek, amen, because God's word don't mean 6 things. Glory to God, it mean one thing, and it can be interpreted in many ways. All right, so let us read this in the Greek. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love patiently bears with others for as long as patience is needed. Love does not demand others to be like itself, but It is so focused on the needs of others that it bends over backwards to become what others need it to be. Love is not ambitious, self-centered, or so consumed with itself that it never thinks of the needs or the desires that others possess. And that is the word of God. And this is what it means, beloved, when the Bible says that love is patient, love is kind, and love is not envious. Now, what me and you and all of us must do is we must look in God's mirror. Put your mirror aside to the side and step over and look into God's mirror and see what it tells you about your own life today. Do you demonstrate these characteristics of divine love, beloved, in your life? Are you passionately patient with others? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Do you bend over backwards to be what other people need you to be? Are you more focused on people around you than on yourself? And if your answer is yes to these questions, then we want to say praise God and hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for your spiritual growth. Glory be to God and your spiritual maturity that you have gained in your life and still growing. I want to say thank God for you. But if I'm talking to you today, beloved, and you see that your life is not reflecting these attributes of God's love, you still have something to rejoice about. Because you can be thankful that God has revealed this deficiency to you. God is showing you yourself the way he sees you. And that's something to give God some praise about. Now you can ask him to help you and help change you and to help make your life more like Jesus until Christ be formed. Amen. Amen and amen. This is the word of God on today. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love is long-suffering. Father, help us all. Father God, help us. God, help us. Sometimes we're so unkind. Sometimes we just downright mean, downright nasty, downright arrogant. Self-righteous. Oh, God, forgive us. Forgive us, God. God, we confess every sin before you. When you're so kind to us every day. Every day, God. Even when we in our mess, you still kind to us. And how dare us take your kindness and then not be kind to others. You're so long-suffering with us, God. Your patience haven't run out, and God, we still in the okie-dokie. We still okie-dokie in it. And you're still long-suffering. But yet we refuse to be long-suffering with others. And Father, we had some of us have that spirit, Father, of envy. Father God, where it's all about us. We don't care nothing about nobody else's family, their goals, their health, their money. We don't care nothing, Father. We really don't even call me on it. But yet you're concerned about all of our needs, even the very strands of our weave is on your number board. Father, forgive us for being so insensitive. Non-loving, Father God, not desiring to even know the definition of love. Not loving for real, Father God. We're just putting on an act. The only person we love is ourselves. Don't even really love you the way we ought to love you. God, we just love ourselves. Father, forgive us. This day, we confess our sins. We don't want to live like this no more. We don't want to be like this no more. We're asking for forgiveness, God. Forgive us and help us to forgive ourselves and help us to truly to walk in that agape love. That love that will do anything for a brother or sister that you are leading us to do, God, without reservations. And we'll do it and do it as long as you tell us to do it, because it's your will. Because you're winning a soul, God. You're doing what is necessary to bring that soul in the same way you had to do what was necessary to bring us in. And so we say thank you, God. And we say thank you for this series on love, God, going deeper, that we can stop living a surface type of love, a word that just exists, a love that just exists in conversation only. We can put some action to it, some legs on it, walk this thing out, Father God. Because unless we do, Father God, we're not walking with you. Because you are love. Love is not God, but God is love. And we say thank you, we bless you. Now we bind every spirit of retaliation. Whew, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Come on back tonight at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Set your clock. So y'all ain't all that busy. I know Shark Tank on and all that other stuff on TV. I like to watch TV a little bit on Friday nights myself. What I do is I tape it on my DVR. So after the prayer, amen, then I go back and look at what I want to look at. I like it better that way on the DVR because I can fast forward through all the commercials. Okay? You ain't all that busy. Y'all ain't all that busy. If you can't stay the whole 2 hours, you can't tell me you can't just stop in, give us a song, give us a testimony, give us a reading, give us a praise. You can't set your clock, amen, to come on. Why? Because brotherly love, it's all about unity. God says where he sees unity, he commands the blessing. Maybe you can't stay the whole 2 hours. Maybe you get sleepy. Can't you just show up in the beginning? Or if you're woke, can't you show up before it's over? Why? Not because Sister Joanne is in charge, not because I'm the pastor, but because Jesus is here and you're a part of this ministry. And so we are doing things together in unity. And God says when he sees unity, he commands the blessing. Because if we ain't careful, that might fall into that envy category. Check it out today. What? Unless you the main person, you can't be involved. Unless I'm the host, I can't do it. Ah, Father God, help us. 9 o'clock tonight, Friday night praise party. Come on, bring somebody with you. Tell somebody about it. Amen. And let's lift up Jesus higher and higher and higher. We'll be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock noon. Come on, we're going to pray. We're going to pray, and we're going to keep on praying. Amen. Bless the Lord. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. It takes money to do ministry. This ministry here got 3 people on payroll. God have mercy. I went from a half a person to 3 people. It sort of scared me last night, but I'm not scared no more. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because God always supplies. Amen. Glory be to God. If the Lord is pulling on your heart, amen, to be a partner with this ministry, what does it mean to be a partner? That means that you're sowing on a continual basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, however you're giving it in Jesus' name. Why? Amen. That because ministry takes money. Ask Jesus. Why do you think Jesus walked around with a treasurer who was stealing? and had so much money in there, nobody even knew he was stealing but Jesus. That's how much money they had. The Lord asks you to give, not to take nothing away from you, amen, but that's God's financial law of prosperity. If you want to, you can actually give yourself out of debt. Because the more you give to the Lord, the more the Lord gives to you. Amen. If you like to sow, amen, several ways you can do it. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Just hit the donate button there. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for your generous giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Cash App, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. And our mailing address. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. You can go PayPal to PayPal. Amen. But when you give on our, amen, website, that is PayPal. It's a secure website. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for your generous giving. I think that's it for today. We'll be back at 12 o'clock, and we'll be back at 9 o'clock. Most of us, look, if you need to take a nap, just take a nap. Set your clock, your alarm to ring, so you don't be sleeping. Wake up, amen, at 8:45, and come on to the praise party. Amen, hallelujah. Now, Minister Joanne Thurman is in charge, and we bless the Lord. I think that's it for today. Amen, hallelujah. Father God, we bind absolute very spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. In Jesus' name, Father, as we go out today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, gas explosions, carjacking, slip and fall accidents, any form of bad news, tears, or sorrow. Father God, in Jesus' name, we put it all under the blood of Jesus. We are not afraid of the arrow by day, the terror at night. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you, Father, as we go forth today, we are going forth transformed, Father God, with the agape love of God being manifested in our life. The more we yield and submit, the more, Father God, you can be elevated and glorified. And we say thank you. Bless the prayer warrior coming forth at 12. Bless the praise party on tonight, that it will be a praise party indeed. Father, no flesh on parade, but just the magnifying Jesus in spirit and Jesus in truth. And we say thank you. Bless, Father God, the tithes, the offerings, the donations, Father God, sown into the ministry. Father God, that there will be meat and money in the pot, Father God, to pay all the expenses for the expansion and the work that you have given us to do. We say thank you, Father God. We ask that you would bless the giver 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold as they sow into the soil of this word, Father God, that their heart desires will be manifested, Father God, as you give it back to them. Bless the money, that the money will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God bless you. We'll be back here again tomorrow morning, Lord's willing, same time, place, and station. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Let's continue to talk about real love all this month. We're going to be talking about real love. Amen. What love got to do with it? Absolutely, absolutely everything. Love you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can't wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. me you. Everything else must wait. Give me you. I just hope I'm not too late.